Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We know that he's locked inside his house right now, Antonio Brown. Hopefully he's got toilet paper and milk and bread. And
does he send somebody out on a run for him? Hey, can you get out of the store and get me some jumbo and TP? I need jumbo, gallon of milk. Get some of those Mancini bread.
It's jumbo bologna.
Yes. Yes.
When was the last time you had a piece of bologna?
I've never had bologna in my life.
What?
Never. If I've had it, it was like unwittingly on a sandwich.
How about fried?
I've heard that that's really good.
Dude, and fried up. What are you waiting for?
I've heard it is very good, and I would probably rock
yes.
with some of that. What even is bologna? Like what?
It's sliced hot dog.
That's what it actually
thinly
is?
Thinly sliced hot dog. That's
oh,
what
yeah.
I'd
get down with that.
Yeah.
A little mustard on there.
Right.
It's like a delicacy in Cleveland.
You don't. Even better.
Well, I forsook
get some
my,
of that stadium mustard.
Oh, now you're talking.
Put it on a little fried bologna sandwich.
I even had. Oh yeah, I'm getting hungry. I had a friend in a fellow media member who's also a friend of mine. So this narrows the pool considerably. I don't have many friends. Tell me yesterday, just jokingly, stop defending AB. I said, what was I doing yesterday to defend him? He said, oh, just generally, I was just giving you a hard time, and I felt like I was a rat on that ship for a while too. But, man, it is just amazing. I tried to defend him a little bit. I tried to see things his way. That feels like eons ago, doesn't it? Do you remember when that story first broke, right? We all thought it was weird that he was suddenly hurt after having a great game against the Saints, right?
Mm-hmm.
When was that? It was late December of 2018, so a little over a year ago. In barely 380 days, we've gone from AB has an odd injury that looks like it's going to keep him out of this game to Antonio Brown has barricaded himself inside his house while police suspect him of possible battery. How? How did it get this way? How did it get to this point? I've never seen anything
well,
like it.
I can tell you one of the things that the Steelers media is saying about the situation. Steelers media is saying that Antonio Brown has lost his way because he doesn't have the Steelers organization to shepherd him along anymore.
Well, then they should be blamed.
Which I'm just...
Right? Because they gave up on him. They traded him.
No, they are using it. They are spinning it into, let's now give the Steelers credit. That's the new spin on this, is that the Steelers got more out of Antonio Brown than anybody else, and therefore it is now time to get down on our knees, Chris, and worship the Steelers organization, the Rooneys, Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert, because they're the only team that got anything out of this guy. He didn't call Kevin Colbert a cracker. He called Mike Mayock one. It took him 8 years to quit on the Steelers. It took him 2 months to give up on the Raiders. He passed up $30 million from Oakland. He had a chance to catch on and try to win a Super Bowl with New England and New Orleans, and he was dumb enough or stupid enough or ignorant enough both of those times, to it away.
You forgot a word with I that I think most describes him. I don't think he's acting intelligently at all, but you know what else it is? It's impulsiveness. The impulsiveness to send certain things via text. To not just put the phone down, forget about social media, but just say, you know what, I'm not going to text anybody either.
Well, he's not right now, really.
I know, but when he was with the Patriots, had he never sent any of those texts asking people to go get dirt and smear, one of the mothers of his children? He'd probably still be on the Patriots, frankly, because it sounded like he had managed to be on the straight and narrow even for a short period of time, which when everyone says that he doesn't even want to play football anymore, that part of it is what holds me back from totally agreeing there. When he got to a team that has like a reputation for being great and people just fall in line and play there and stay on the straight and narrow, he did it until something bubbled up. He couldn't stay off his phone.
I just reject the notion that this is now for the opportunists out there a chance for them to glorify the Steelers brand and to make the Rooneys or Kevin Colbert or Mike Tomlin out to be, you know, better at their job now.
There's a little holier than thou going on, right? Isn't this, have you seen the Steeler way? Actually, the phrase, capital S, capital W?
And it's because, it's for this reason that I have a big problem with it. What was a big part of the Steelers getting production out of Antonio Brown was enabling him.
Correct.
They ignored a lot of their principles and a lot of the things that guide them as a franchise. They pretended like those things weren't there in order to get production out of him.
Actually, he was the truest representation and manifestation of what people call like the Steelers culture and the Steelers way. Do you know why? Because the Steelers way doesn't actually exist. The Steelers culture doesn't exist. It's very simple. Are you good enough that we will look the other way when you do bad things or are a distraction? Ben Roethlisberger could have that said about him. AB could have that said about him. Le'Veon Bell, not to the same degree, but maybe. Chris Rainey couldn't, right? He sucked. Cedric Wilson, not good enough.
Robert Klemko from Sports Illustrated had the audacity to tweet out, let's give Mike Tomlin retroactively coach of the year from 2010 to 2018 because of the job he did with Antonio Brown.
I could agree with that, but for one major thing. Are you ready to hear what it is? The Steelers didn't win any Super Bowls because Antonio Brown carried them to Super Bowls in that time. If they had won two Super Bowls or something like that, or even one, more than they have right now, one more Super Bowl than they currently have, and he had a huge role in that, in winning it, maybe a Super Bowl MVP, a career performance, then you would give them, hey, they got something tangible on the scale that they measure success for all that enabling. They got nothing.
Right, and they made him feel invincible. They didn't even early in his career when some of this started, they never put him in his place. And I think the more a misbehaving person, the more chances they're given, the more opportunities they're given to get away with it. I think the further and further they're going to take it. You know, if some of the stories are true, Antonio Brown, as soon as he got paid, started acting like a jackass. Where's Mike Tomlin then?
Are you trying to blame Tomlin for what he became?
I'm saying they allowed for Antonio Brown's head in narcissistic ways to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, I wouldn't conflate that, though, with what it seems like you're skating down the road towards, which is the Steelers created Antonio Brown. He created it himself.
They allowed
it to go on. He broke bad himself.
He created it, but they contributed to it.
I mean, any team in the NFL would if they thought. I guess what Robert Klemko and those people are saying is they managed to keep what was happening on, like, it's like a boiling pot. When it's starting to bubble over, you constantly take the lid off, and you can keep it in perpetuity just sort of doing that. Other teams, the pot boiled over so quickly they couldn't even grab it.
You are more critical than Ben Roethlisberger than, say, Steelers media.
Of Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes. Than Steelers media.
Much more critical.
Do you give Ben Roethlisberger extra credit now for the way he was able to handle that dynamic with Antonio Brown? Because if you're going to give Tomlin, because Steelers media thinking, if you give Tomlin credit,
From the people I talk to, I think that partnership between the two of them was productive enough, so I give Ben credit for being like on time with throws enough and obviously putting up numbers.
How about managing his personality?
I think Ben
Keeping
has such
AB
an out-
from blowing up.
I think Ben has such an outsized in that locker room kind of unpleasant personality or egotistical personality that AB couldn't just be a guy who swallowed all the oxygen because Ben was taking a lot of it too.
I'm being consistent with everything. In retrospect,
yeah, I would give him some credit, yes.
Yeah, see, I'm doing the opposite. In retrospect, I'm not giving Ben more credit. I'm not giving Tomlin more credit. I'm not giving Colbert more credit. I'm not giving the Rooneys more credit. I'm not, because I think the word enabler is very much a part of all this.
Well, I don't think that this is – I go back to your original statement that, like, Steelers media is cheerleading the team's job here, and I think you and I ultimately agree. The whole idea of the Steelers doing things differently or being better about this stuff is hogwash. The Steelers, like virtually every other team, in fact, like every other team in the NFL, I don't need a qualifier here, they will tolerate a player's misdeeds and distractions that they might cause for as long of a time as that player's production outweighs that part of it. And there has never been anything different about the Steelers. In this town, because they are so famous, because they are A1 news when anything happens, like we laughed about yesterday, people will make excuses for them. And then the people that actually run the organization or cover it most closely start falling in love with the smell of their own farts. But the Steelers are every bit the same as every other team here. They just happen to get, you know what their best attribute was in terms of keeping Antonio Brown sort of under control? They got him as a rookie and had a couple of years where he couldn't just flex on everybody. Year four is when he took off in his career. So he had 3 years of not being the alpha dog.
Chris, they gave him not three strikes.
Oh, they gave him like 20.
They gave him 27 outs. They gave him a whole game. The Patriots had him on a zero tolerance policy. And as soon as he screwed up, they said goodbye. Now, am I to give the Patriots more credit because they, on the scale of what mattered to them, if they had ignored that and said, we don't care, we have no scruples or no morals, we cheat, they might have won the Super Bowl. Think about that.
I know.
If they had said, we're going to turn a blind eye to his misdeeds because we're the Patriots and that's what they do, they might have been able to string it out with Antonio Brown and force Goodell's
hand. So basically
hand.
The way that they enabled Aaron Hernandez in terms of just knowing he was a bad guy and trying to work around that, not knowing the depth to which he was a bad guy, not saying the two are the same player.
That to me is hard to answer with a straight yes or no because...
Understanding they one guy killed people, one guy is just a massive distraction. They still made allowances. It's obvious, like every team.
Oh, they
does.
Made a ton of allowances, but they didn't with Antonio Brown, which is the interesting part of it all. That's one guy they didn't give any kind of second chance or mulligan to.
Probably because they started him off on double secret probation and he violated it. That's where the Steelers again didn't. He started with the Steelers like a rookie late round pick, like everyone else. There was a couple of years of accrual there where he just did not have the opportunity to cultivate that persona.
All right, we thought we'd have an update on AB. That was reported, widely reported, that we would have an arrest or something, and that was expected to be before noon, but it's been delayed, and he's been holed up at his house the entire day. I guess tweeting out his SoundCloud, Craig, whatever that is. What's SoundCloud?
So that's what you do when you have a tweet that goes viral, the next tweet for like random people, if somebody posts a funny dog video and it gets 10,000 retweets, they then... Link to my SoundCloud here.
Well, when you go viral, why isn't the next tweet listen
viral.
To our show? Yes, you have.
No, I haven't. You have lapped me in followers. Your big tweets do huge numbers.
Well, you're deleting followers now. That's your problem.
No, I'm unfollowing people on my own that I followed. I'm trying to cull the herd. You're the one doing numbers here. You've got to promote the show. You're the man. We're relying on you. You're the AB. I'm trying to draft off of you here.
You can text
I'm Emmanuel Sanders.
You can text
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.